is the Don and Mike Show.
A lot of people think that Magic Camp is just for kids, and that's why so many other people in my class were kids. Self-fulfilling prophecy. It's really for anybody with a dream and a belief in magic and a little extra time after school.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Well, here he goes again. Every month, pull up stakes like an Arab and off you go.
So, you know, it's kind of a parody on how come we can't catch war criminals with all of our sophisticated stuff, you know?
It's something we've been talking about a lot today on the show for obvious reasons, the 60th anniversary of the September 11th attacks.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, happy 9/11.
Yeah! That is James Brolin.
That guy's retarded.
Yep.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
All right. Hi there, friends. Let me get back to this vacation stuff. I know Mike has vacation stuff as well. I'm going to continue this now in chronological order. So we left the Redskins game.
Right, you left a little early.
Because of Eminem. Mm-hmm. Went back to Ocean City, and we had a plan for Monday Night Football. That we're going to have us a regular old Monday Night Football party.
Oh, good.
Me and Jan. Mm-hmm. We're going to stay up late, watch both games, and we were going to have some absinthe.
Oh, you know, any sporting event goes better with absinthe.
Jan made... you can find this on the internet. The recipe is for something called a yellow parrot. Mm. It's absinthe Ooh. And apricot brandy Ooh. And a bunch of other stuff. And it's supposed to be absinthe without that like kick Awful. that yeah.
Show me vomit.
Sounds good. So she's working on this all day. She's going to the liquor stores, getting the right liqueur. Mm-hmm. She says, "I've got it. Let's have it. Let's sit down. Let's watch the game." Remember, it's a sipping drink. She made us little tiny glasses. She and I together sitting on the couch, sipping. About 30 minutes into it, I said, "Wow, goddamn, this is strong." And she said, "Yes, it is." And then the next thing I know, it was 10:45, and we had both fallen asleep on the couch. Now, this was not a pass out.
It's a magic elixir, though.
Yes. This was not getting drunk and passing out. This was simply, we didn't even finish it. We just had it. It was like sleep city.
Right.
So we wake up. It's like 10:20. The second game is on. The Ravens game is over. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Wow." I kicked my ass. Wow. What was up with that drink? And she goes down and she looked at the recipe. It was supposed to be 1/4 absinthe, mm-hmm. 3/4 of this other stuff.
The brandy.
No, whatever the
mystery. The mixer. Stuff. Okay.
She did 3/4 absinthe.
Well, there you go.
And 1/4 of the mixer.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then the apricot brandy, she said she just did it by eye.
I really think anytime you're mixing anything with absinthe, that is a bit of a sticky wicket. You know,
yeah.
You know, it just doesn't strike me as the kind of thing. You have to be very careful if you mix that with anything.
How do it taste? Because absinthe is like a bitter licorice taste.
I'm here to tell you, I think if done the correct way, mm-hmm. and I didn't have the stomach to try it.
I like
it
any
again.
Drink with parrot in it. I like, you know, I think putting sure. a parrot in a drink is a good idea.
Or a living parrot.
I like parrots in general.
I know you do.
Anyway, I highly recommend it.
I'd like to try that.
But it does have that, even with one glass and having slept from 7:30 at night till about 10:30, and then we went to bed at about 11:30, woke up the next day, and it was like, felt like I got hit by a truck.
It was really? The same thing. Yeah. Well, anytime you talk, I mean, apricot brandy, absinthe, I mean, you're mixing a lot of dangerous substances yes, together. Very, very, do you have any idea what the mixer was? Just for those people, for the kids at home that might want to be.
Maybe it was deer urine.
See?
I bet it was a citrus base.
Yeah.
Because my wife makes something slushy with apricot and stuff like that.
Was it a cool
feathers?
Was it a cool drink?
Oh yeah.
A cool refreshing drink.
Went down good.
With an olive.
So we are tremendously hungover now on Tuesday morning, last Tuesday. And we think we just could chill out and go to the beach. Because mm-hmm. everybody has left Labor Day. The week after Labor Day is the best time to be at the beach. We go to a relatively empty beach. There's maybe 20 people on the beach by where we are.
Nice.
For whatever reason, the family that does everything together wants to, on this gigantic beach, which is empty for yards and yards, they want to plop down right next to us.
You look like nice people.
And we moved. We actually moved, and they moved too.
Oh, like they're following you?
Well, they moved because there were some riptides, and because the waves were coming close to where we are. We moved away from them, and they thought we were moving away because of the current. So because the waves were coming close to where we were sitting, they came over and they sat down by us. And Janet was saying to me, come on, make the best of it. Just put your iPod in and just lay back. We won't even hear a thing.
Right.
So she's sleeping, and I woke up, and I took my iPod, the little things out of my ears, the buds out, and I hear these people starting to talk. And they're talking about the fire department.
Okay.
And I think right away, because I'm paranoid, uh-oh, they know about us, right?
They know that you know that they know. That-
so I wake up Jan, and I say, hey, you got better hearing than me. Are these people talking about us? She's like, what? So we're listening to what they're saying, and they don't know us from Adam.
Right.
They're having a discussion, and this is where Janet is just too Mary Poppins-ish. She thinks that anyone she goes to talk to, if she has a smile on her face and she says, chim, chim, cheree, everything will be great. These people were talking about, and it was the dumbest discussion maybe I've ever heard among people trying to talk seriously. There was a woman leading the discussion, about 60, and she said, well, I don't even know why they have fire sirens. They're just an annoyance anyway. All they do is make noise. When there's a fire, why can't they just send out an email? Seriously.
So they're close enough now you're enjoying. Now they're putting on a floor show
right.
for you.
Now, I said to Janet, listen to this. Now, she's saying everybody has a pager. Everybody has email. They should just do away with that. And they don't even need the sirens on the cars in traffic.
Right.
Because everybody can see the lights.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, she gets up. Janet gets up. And I think she's getting up to go in the water or go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. No, I see her walking towards them. And I go, no, don't.
No.
Don't.
Do not engage.
Turns around and she says, no problem. She goes over, and I see her leaning over, doing the smiley thing. She's got the big hat on, the big sunflower on it. She's leaning over going, uh-huh, uh-huh. And then I see smiles. Then I see frowns. Oh. Now, keep in mind, I'm only looking at Janet's beautiful rear. I'm just seeing her bending over talking to these people, and I see them frowning, and then I see very assertedly her finger pointing at them.
Uh-oh.
Pointing. She goes back. She goes, we are going inside. I said, what did you do over there? She said, those people are out of their minds. I said, what? She said, they don't think that we should have fire sirens.
And it's,
at this point, the people who are 10 feet away from us.
Did you bring any absinthe to the beach with you?
No. These people that are 10 feet away from us, they all lean over. And as all of them, it seems as a group, they all say, that's right. We all feel this way. And I felt like this is the Redskins game. He's picking on my girlfriend all over again. So I stand up and I say, hey, what's going on here? And then the hillbilly father says, because we're close enough, and it's not nasty.
Right.
Both sides feel very strongly.
And it's kind of playful, right? It's a little bit playful.
Until I get involved. Now, it turns out when Janet was shaking her finger.
Until Maximus comes into the discussion.
Turns out when Janet was, as I thought, angrily shaking her finger, she was just doing Mary Poppins magic.
Okay.
She said.
She's just kidding.
She didn't set them off.
Right.
She said, I'm the one that set them off. Because then they start having the discussion with me. And I say, that's retarded. And then they say to me, our son is retarded.
Oh, no. and they're telling the truth?
I guess.
Was he there?
Here's how it played out. So these people are 10 feet away.
Right.
Right. And the guy's saying, no, seriously, there's a problem with the noise ordinance and all of these fire stations. I said, are you kidding? Are you retarded? And then he said, we don't think that's funny. Our son is retarded. And I said, which one is he?
Oh, no.
And at that moment, they packed everything up.
Oh, that ended things.
That was a beautiful moment for me.
It ended ugly.
The only way it could have been better is if their son had been a retarded fireman.
with a,
and he never ran the siren.
No, he never did.
He never ever bothered to run the siren.
It scared him.
Anyway, so you know, so they're cleaning up and they're leaving, and we are just we're both still sitting.
And you're laughing uncontrollably.
Well, no, Janet's embarrassed, and I'm like, well, you know, screw them. I'm sorry that their kid is retarded, but it's something everybody's. And then
bad genes.
I kept getting back to them. I said, well, I'm sorry that their son is retarded, but seriously. Who thinks that fire engines should not be able to have sirens on them?
That's the whole point, for God's sake.
All right, so.
They'll cause accidents.
So now let's tie this all up.
Please.
Let's bring the fire department back into my life again.
You said that they come into play at the end of your little week.
This would be last Thursday.
Okay.
Just last Thursday, days ago. I'm lucky enough at my beach place, I have a pool. And as it turns out, the motor on the pool was burning out,
the pump, yeah.
And it was making noise. Now we'd been there for almost 2 weeks. We know these people. We know these neighbors. Mm-hmm. These people that stood out and clapped when the alarm finally went off. These people that, like myself, enjoy looking in everyone else's windows to see what they're doing.
Right.
When they heard the noise that the pool motor was making, rather than do the good neighbor thing where you come over and knock on the door, they just decided to call the police and the fire department. So
was it smoking at all?
No, it was just making a loud noise.
Right.
So, and we knew it was making a loud noise. We had already called the pool company, and they said that they were going to be by shortly. Don't worry. They said, you know, we called them like at 1 o'clock. Said, oh, we were outside. This thing's making quite the racket.
Did the guy that came over from the pool company, did he look like John Goodman from Arachnophobia?
Exactly, Mike.
Okay.
Exactly like him.
Always like to picture those guys.
So now I'll give you this. This thing is wailing pretty good outside.
There's no snake in the pool.
Making a high-pitched electronic sound. But we've called the pool company. I mean, I really don't know what we can do. They're going to come out and fix it. Yeah. Imagine our surprise when Janet says, hey, come here. The police are here again. I'm like, I came downstairs and I said, if you touch that alarm, I swear. She said, I didn't touch anything. I'm like, could I have set off the alarm?
The pool's making noise. I have to hit the alarm.
No, so we go down. We don't know why the cops are there, right? We go to the bottom floor, open the door. Cop says, hi there. Got a bunch of complaints about the noise.
Yeah.
So this is not the noise about the alarm. This is the noise about the pool.
The noise about the pool.
What kind of noise is it making where people would call the cops? Oh.
Now, granted, there's a bunch of noise, and I do live in a residential neighborhood, but it's where there's a lot of noise, generally speaking, like that.
Traffic.
So anyway, we were talking to the cop, and I said, well, we've already called the pool guys. They're on their way out. And the next thing you know, here comes the fire. It was the fire department again.
Yay!
And in this case,
there's a noise ordinance, Mr. Geronimo.
It's the same fire guys.
Sure.
That had been by just 2 weeks earlier.
We're going to shut you down now. You violated 2 noise ordinance, and we just can't have that anymore in our little village.
And let me see. So
and incidentally, when we came over here, we were called by the retarded family that told us not to run our sirens. So we came up here silently. That's why you didn't hear us until we were standing poolside.
Easy. Then went to a bunch of movies. Saw some movies, got a bunch of drunk emails and texts from Joe.
Joe's at it again. Joe seems to be doing it all the time. That's what he does.
I'd like to wind up vacation with a toy that I told you I would buy the last time I was in Ocean City. Now, this baby will probably be deleted out on the air. This is a dirty parrot. I got this at Pop's Joke Shop.
A dirty parrot.
In Ocean City, Maryland.
Pop's Joke Shop.
It's like a nice
You've mentioned
parrot.
Them before. You like this store.
Well, now here's the deal with this place.
It's the second time a parrot works its way into this.
This is off the boardwalk in Ocean City. It's a little hole in the wall where you can actually buy stuff like whoopee cushions and gum that turns people's mouth different colors.
Black, yeah, does the parrot have eczema?
What do you mean, mine?
It looks like the parrot's got a little skin condition.
Where?
On the back.
Oh, where?
It just looks like it's molting.
His feathers need smoothing.
I think it's molting a little bit.
Well, maybe. Well, it was in the hot car for quite a few days. Anyway, we go into this guy's place on a Tuesday night.
I wish this was TV so people could see you holding that thing.
And the first thing this guy, Pop, says to us as we walk into his tiny store, he says, are you drunk? And Jan and I are like, no, hello, dude, no. And he said, no drunks allowed in my store.
So he's really serious? He's just being raggy?
He's an old craggy guy, and he's wearing a Popeye hat, and he starts, while we are looking around his joke shop, he starts telling us how Iranians are taking over Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh, my God.
So he's going on, and he's got no air conditioning. It's hot as balls, and I'm just trying to find the dirty parrot. Anyway, finally found it. Now, like I said, this will be deleted out, I'm sure, but Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, you did not hear what the you did not hear what the parrot said.
I'll give you another one. Okay,
who's the blanker there?
Yeah. Okay. Here's an.
That is a dirty bird.
Hey, hold on. Here's another one.
Yeah, that's, oh dear. We're good.
How great is that? How great is that toy? Can you see why I had to buy that? Can you see why I had to buy it? The thing is,
send that right over to 10800 Main Street.
It is motion censored.
Yeah.
So as someone,
so you can leave it anywhere.
You just said, "Come on, lard ass."
So you just like this.
I can hear it in the background.
You just said, "Hey, you go F yourself."
We're getting nervous looks around the room right now. Wow.
Is that a great?
So you could actually go to a party, hide that under your coat, and just leave it there.
And I'm telling you, it's fantastic. Isn't that
right, Bernie?
I just hear. We've got the lay build up. He's trying to speak, Mike.
Oh, he is. All right. Yes, amazing to your friends. No wonder he says, "Are you drunk when you're coming into the store?"
That's a good parent. Toy.
I like that toy. That's a good one. I think we ought to keep that around for guests.
Sure.
Put that in the green room.
Keep saying bad stuff.
Oh, dear. Yes. Turn him off before he strikes again.
Can I
look at him?
There you go.
I won't turn him on, Rob. Don't worry.
He's turned off, Mike.
He's very pretty.
A blue parrot, about 9 inches
Look at that.
Tall.
I mean, he's just an absolutely gorgeous little parrot. You would never imagine that those things were coming out of his mouth.
No.
So lifelike.
Go ahead. So it's right on the back, Mike. See the button?
Yep.
All right.
Let me turn. Who's the effer? There we are.
Wow, Polly wants a BJ.
Oh, my God.
And then he also says, Polly says, show us your tease.
Great for any party. Great for any fantastic
conversation starter.
Oh, my God. I love it. Hello, Polly. How are you? I won't turn it on again.
One more time. Go ahead. Sure.
Only in the background.
Who's the effer?
That's Polly's favorite saying.
You like dirty birdie. What a horrible dirty bird you are. My God.
And Pop wants to say hello to you, Mike. There's your Chinese finger torture thing.
All right. Chinese handcuffs,
okay,
right?
One for you as well.
Thank you. Now if I just could find some Chinese fingers.
You're very welcome.
I can't get my fingers out.
That's the whole idea.
I love the magic stores. Are there any magic tricks that they sell at the novelty shop?
Yeah, there are.
I can't get my finger out of this. have you been playing with this? I'm just curious. Have you been playing with the... What is it called?
Chinese finger prison.
It's the Chinese finger prison. Have you been putting your fingers in this?
I only use it for some rectal itch.
Okay. Ah!
Oh, that's fascinating.
You put your mouth on it.
That's good. Ah, very nice.
All right, the delay is built up.
Bamboo and just a little
Give Polly a try and see if there's something Polly says that won't be. All right. Okay. I hit the button myself.
All right. Shut up, Polly. It's just constantly the F word.
What a great toy.
Oh, my God.
We will be back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.